If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you are glorified as we celebrate the powerful reality of your work in our world. So many times we cannot recognize that you are alive in our world, and help us to be or to open our eyes to see the powerful things that are there that show that you are, in fact, active in our world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at the first reading, and it's the story of the call of the mother of Samson, which leads to the call of Samson. Powerful story about Samson. So what happens is she's visited by an angel, and the angel tells her similar words that you see in the story of Mary, which is an interesting distinction that we're going to talk about. And that is that she will conceive and bear a son. But she is married. She has her husband. And he tells her, you know, not to drink any wine or beer and eat nothing unclean, which is kind of an interesting thing, because this is you will bear a son and, you know, be careful what you drink in regards to alcohol. He doesn't say it that way, obviously, and eat nothing unclean. So make sure that you are only taking in that which is healthy. And then what happens is that he will be basically consecrated to God from the womb. Very important distinction here. Now, what is the difference between the mother of Samson and the mother of Jesus? Well, she was married, where the mother of Jesus, Mary, was not. And so she never had to say, well, how can this be, for I do not know man, because she did. She knew her husband. And if we look further into the story of Samson, and I'm sure many people are quite aware of it, which we're just looking at different parts of the calls of people this week, so we're not going to continue in this story, but we know that she was a sinner, because there's only one person who was born without the stain of original sin, one human being, I should say, fully human, not divine, and that, of course, was Mary, but the mother of Samson was born with original sin. She was a sinner, and so was Samson, if you know the story of Samson. Samson, a great, it's classic spy story. I mean, this is one of the ways that spies work. It's the classic spy story, and that is that Samson is seduced by this woman who is a spy, and she is there to get secret information from him of where his strength comes from. And we know the story that his strength comes from his hair. So then they end up capturing him, and they cut off his hair, and he loses all his strength. But God forgives him. His hair comes back, and his strength comes back as well. That's an important message to be aware of, because there are many people that may seek to live a holy life, and then all of a sudden they have a fall, and they have maybe a very serious fall, which of course Samson did. He fell into the sin of fornication. And then what happens is they stay discouraged, and they never work for the Lord. Some of them walk away. I'm not good enough, the whole bit. And I've actually a couple times dealt with people on the street who are devastated so much they end up on the street. And this is real, that they believe that they are cursed by God. And that isn't true. So you have this powerful story of Samson, who a prophet, who has this incredibly powerful fall from grace, but is restored in the Lord after repentance, and he receives his strength back. That's a real important message to be aware of, especially if you're dealing with anyone who is so discouraged that God will never, never have any love for me because, you know, I was this and now I'm that. You know, and no, don't fall into that trap. As a matter of fact, that's one of the tools of the devil. And the saints would tell you, if you believe that you have such a fall from grace that God will never forgive you, then that is the sin of pride. And be careful of that. Now, that may also mean that if someone has a fall from grace, they should not be restored into the position they were before. That I absolutely believe that. But that doesn't mean that they are cut off from God. We're going to be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. Hey, you know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. And so if you're in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about to maybe experience St. Anthony Parish, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. What to do is to come to church, and if you're saying, you know, I'm not ready to donate yet, I'm not there yet. So there's an old expression, just showing up hands hanging, well, which means just showing up with nothing. Well, if you're afraid of doing that or appearing that way, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all you have to do. Write the word radio down on the piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. If you do that in any other church or any other parish, they're not going to know what it means. And what the heck is this? So don't do that. But here at St. Anthony, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, our chanted Mass, by the way. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And please don't throw any stones. So we're back. And we're talking about this powerful call of Samson. And this is a very powerful distinction. Because one of the things that we recognize in this distinction is, again, this goes back to our understanding of Mary. And Catholics have a different understanding than the other Christian faiths. And they will all, many of them believe, not all of them, but many of them believe Mary was a sinner. But we see the difference between Mary and the mother of Samson. A radical difference between the two of them, and we see that Mary was obedient in her entire life. The mother of Samson, we can say, was not, neither was Samson. And so we recognize that, and then we see the mother of Jesus was, in fact, or is, in fact, sinless, and Jesus is, in fact, sinless. So it's a very interesting contrast, and that also may be one of the reasons why that was chosen. This is from the book of Judges, actually the chapter 13, 2 through 7, and then 24 through 25a. And as I said, we see the other story. So we recognize that Samson was a great, powerful prophet called by God. Now, Mother Teresa, Teresa of Calcutta, also known as Mother Teresa, used to always say, "The Lord writes straight with crooked lines." And we can see that classically in Samson and his mother, and I guess his father. Always keep that in mind. You know, God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for you to serve the perfect God. There's a difference between the two. And that's why we believe in repentance. That's why we as Catholics believe in the powerful sacrament of reconciliation, which I encourage you to experience this week. And keep something else important in this powerful sacrament of reconciliation. And it is simply this, that in this sacrament of reconciliation, it is a powerful grace that cuts all lines of deception as far as your unworthiness to be God's servant. God writes straight with crooked lines, as Mother Teresa said, and keep that in mind. So be rooted in the gospel. Recognize, as we know in the story of Samson, that God is all forgiving. He's not forgiving as in, well, he forgives, but kind of. No, he's all forgiving. And in doing that, he has gifts and powerful tasks or things for you to do, and he's called you to do it, and trust that you have the ability to do that, and don't allow yourself to be discouraged. Remember what I said earlier, that if you are so discouraged that you give up on the faith journey, then that is the sin of pride. This is one of the reasons why I have a real struggle where I see online, and I see even there's a bishop in Eastern Europe who promotes this idea, which I think is horrendous, and that is people have to be focused on not sinning, focused on not sinning. No, St. Thomas Aquinas said, do good and avoid evil. There are two sections, not one. So seek to do what is good and seek to be always be a person of prayer, always be people of prayer, always seek to allow the Lord to work through you in your prayer as the fruit of your prayer, and always seek to do that. So seek to do the Lord's will. And if you're focused just on not sinning, you may not sin, but you may not be doing the Lord's will. If you focus on doing the Lord's will, you will turn more and more away from sin. That's the way it works. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow on the third day of this interesting week. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.